Kohen Gadol. What about a Kohen Gadol? He davens Shemoneh Esrei. Tresoif kol bracha bracha. The end of all Shemoneh Esrei, every bracha he has to bow down. So Rashi, Kohen Gadol says kol bracha. The pshat is kol mashu Gadol b'yoytza. The more chashuv the person is, the more gedula he has. Sorech lahachnia lehashpel atzmai. He has to be mashpel himself. Like show he still has achnor to the Eibishter. But the more he can be a bagaizen, then I'm a Kohen Gadol. I'm a great person. No, you have to bow down more than a regular person. And the biggest kibbutz there is the Melech. So Gemara via Melech, that's the biggest covenant Klal Yisrael. Tchila kol bracha bracha, v'soif kol bracha bracha. That's the first man diyama. He has to bow down at the beginning and the end of every bracha. Omer of Yitzchak ben Achmenu the D. I hold like this. Unfortunately, minei the Rabbi Shulman Levi. I hold off from Shulman Levi. This is the state of how you're supposed to bow down. Head ye to my shemanu. Just the beginning of the first bracha, beginning and end. And by might in the beginning and the end. Kohen Gadol, Tchila, Kol Bracha, Bracha. He bows down the beginning of every Bracha, Bracha. So the Goyim puts in the word the Soif also. Professor in the staff like that. Kohen Gadol has to bow down at the beginning and at the end of every Bracha. HaMelech, he says, what does the Melech do? Kivin Shekora, when he bowed down at the beginning, when he said Baruch, the first Baruch of Shemoneh Esrei, Shuvayin is like, if he doesn't get up, the whole Shemoneh Esrei, he has to daven bowing down to Melech. Shenema v'ik, Echala Shloimel Espalol, Kom Lofnei Mezrech Hashem Rechoy Avirko. After he got finished daven, then he first got up from bowing down Avirko on his knees. Mashma Melech, he has the biggest most covered, because possibly to become a big Baal Gaivinik, he has to have mashed himself the most to the Eibishter. Rashi ain't a zoykif at she yigma. Come with name Zech Hashem Mechroya, Reish the Krovi, Kachal Estoymel is Palo, Vodah Kol Mechroya. The Mashmi, he was bowing down the whole time until he finished the Shemoneh Esrei. Son of Rabbona, Kido, I'm old as a mitzvah, Kido, what does that mean, Alapayim? Supposed to bow down on your face. Your face should reach the ground. Shenema, Vatikoy, Basheva, Apayim, Oretz. She bowed her face, reach the ground. Kriya, I'm all in it to bow down. That's Alverkayim. You have to go down on your knees. Shenema Mechroya Alvirkov. He bowed down Alvirkov on his knees. Hishtachavo, I'm all in it to be Hishtachavo. What does that mean? Zuposha Yodayim Vraglayim. That means spreading yourself out altogether on the floor, Yodayim Vraglayim. Shenema Hova Nova Ani Vyamecha. We'll bow down orta to trash you, loshim, mishtateach mashma. Mashma flat out on the ground. That's ishtachavu. Omer Rav Chiya b'reid Rav Huna, chazino luhu l'abayev rova. I used to say abayev rova, the matli atluye. All they used to do was just lean down. Trashi matli atluye, kishenoifu na pneim. When you used to, so poshid alochot is brought down by tachman. That we say tachman after Shemoneh Esrei, renoifu na pneim. So Chura, you should have to make an emes hishtachavu, you should have to bow down, but appreciate your darim raglaim also. So the loch is not like that, but we said like Abayev Rava did, they didn't mamish bow down, no, all they did was just matri asluye. Rashi Geshenayfun HaPlim used to fall down on their face, ain't pushing your darim raglaim, they did not mamish fall straight down on the floor with appreciate your darim raglaim, and the matin al tzidim, you only lead down to the side like we do when we say tachamim. Tony Chod. Hakareya v'hoido hareze meshubach. You bow down when you say moedin, it's a good thing. That's what we passed him, so we said before. The Tani Yidduch, another bracha says hareze meguna, it's not a good thing to do. Is lakasha. Gemara ho b'tchilo ho b'soit. One is at the beginning. If you bow down at the beginning, it's good. If you bow down at the end, it's no good. So here it's a what we had before. Before we had, we're supposed to bow down by the first bracha tchilo b'soit and v'hoido by tchilo b'soit. So after you say now it's a double maguna to bow down to yin, therefore Rovishnam, the Miri, and the Rashba all learn Hador here means Moedim the Rabbonin. It means by Chazar Sashatz, when it comes to Moedim the Rabbonin, all you're supposed to bow down is just by when you say Moedim, and when the Shir Tziva says Baruch the Baruch, nobody bows down. That's a double maguna to bow down the Seif of Moedim the Rabbonin. But of Adam, when we dive in Shemoneh Esrei, that was the Gemara before. When you say Moedim at the beginning, when you say Vachim, Hatayu Shimplach, when Elah Dois, it's supposed to bow down also. But here, by Moedim the Rabbon, it's double Maguna to bow down. Hob Tchilu Hob Besoit. So the Gemara, Rova, Korov, Hoido, Tchilu Besoit. Rova Taka bowed down at the beginning and the end. Amrilei Rabbonin, Amai Kovet Marhochi, how can you doing this? We just done before it's Netzadav and Maguna to do it. Amalohu, he said over Chazinu and Rav Nachman, I saw Rav Nachman the Korah. I saw Rav Nachman bow down the beginning and the end. The Chazinu and Rav Ashi the Ko'av the Hochi. I saw the, he, Rav Ashi also, Rav Sheshes also bowed down, Rav Sheshes, bowed down the beginning and the end. I, for the more of Tanya, Kareya, Boido, I raised the Maguna. We said if you bow down by door, it's not a good thing. So we said the beginning it is good, but the end is no good. So how can you doing the beginning at the end? And the Gemara, they learned by door shebahalo. In bahalo, when you say door, there it's not nice to bow down. For a time you learn hakareya by door uvay door shahalo harezim aguna. You see, it says two things: you shouldn't bow down when you're saying halo, and you also should not bow down when you say door. They're both not nice. So how come you, Rav Sheshes, bowed down twice by Hoidor? And the Gemara, Kitanya, he, where do we say to Dovah Maguna, for Hoidor is the Bruch HaSamozen. When you're benching, there, if you bow down, that's the Dovah Maguna. But Hashem Kibayt, he holds even by Moidim the Rabbonin then, an Indian to bow down the beginning and at the end. There's only Maguna to bow down either by the Hoidor of Halel and the Hoidor of Bruch HaSamozen. But the Hoidor of Shmonesre, he held this Mutter to bow down the beginning and the end. The nice that we only bow down by Moedin the Rabbonin, the beginning of Moedin the Rabbonin. More than that, we don't bow down. Shrashi b'tchilo kareya, chazin le Rav Nachman de Korah, tchilo v'soif. V'hoido da halel, hoidu l'Hashem kitoi. And v'hoidu l'Hashem kitoi, we used to bow down. Yes. So the Mishnah. Ha-mispalel, if someone is a shliach tzibur, he's davening, v'toi, and he makes a mistake, he skips the brach, he makes a mistake, for some seen the Gemara, which bracha? Simin Raloi, it's a bad simin for the Shliach Tzibur. It's a bad simin for the person's davening. Look here, Hamaspal Kamin, you're davening for yourself, or Yochid davening. If it's toy, you make a mistake, it's Simin Raloi, it's a bad simin for you. If he's a Shliach Tzibur now, then it's a Simin Ra Lisholcha. It's a Simin Ra for the whole Tzibur. Why? When you send out the Shliach Tzibur, he's like davening for you. So if he made a mistake, it's right, it's something bad for you also. Omru halavar abichanina ben doisa. Sure, you mispalal ala choylem. He used to daven for choylem, somebody was sick. He used to ask him, please daven for them. The oimer, and he would say, right after the tefillah, zechai v'zemeit. Right after he got finished davening, he would tell the person, you know, this person is going to get healed up tomorrow, or this person is not going to be healed up. Omrulay, so Tamidim ask him, minay not yodaya, how do you know this? Are you a novi? Omrulahem, no, I'm not a novi. No, the pshat is like this, imshkur with tefillah sebefim, if that when I'm davening, the tefillah comes out very fluently from my mouth, is yodaya nishu mekubal. I know the Eibach is mekabal the tefillah, and then I know that he'll be chai, he'll live. The imlav, if I see it comes out of my mouth hard, it doesn't come out so fluently, yodaya nishu mekubal. I know that the tefillah is not being mekubal in Shemayim, and the male is going to be amazed. Rashi, in shkurim sedurit filosa b'fi bimrutza v'eni nichshol. I don't make any mistakes. Nasi noivas mlibin etachna. My comes out of my heart, lt to my mouth. Komash and yichovas. Whatever I want to say, lara fatachlunim. It's a good simin, so I know he's going to be a chay. Bashenke, if it comes out hard, shumaturah hachoyla. The choyla is maturah like he's going to be amazed. As if to say they're not makabo my tefillah koyman. Hatefillah is follow along. Muteresis. The tefillah that I'm davening for this chayla is like thrown away. Well, true to me, man, uvienu mukabelis. It's Torah like I'm mixed up now. I see I can't daven well for him. The male of that tefillah is not going to be makubal. So we'll soon see the psukim the Gemara how we knew this. So the Gemara high. The drasha means the heicho or the ezem and abrocha tavitoy simin ra. Which bracha, if you make a mistake, you say it's a simin ra for you, and if you say it's a simin ra for those tzibur. Amr abchia, amr abfafra, mishum chad, tevei rav, the others. It means the first bracha. First bracha, if you say it dead, it's a simin ra. The drashi ba'ovis, shu'tchila satfilo, that's the first bracha shmon esrei. Remesu shen chofetz bo. If you make a mistake there, this Hashem is telling you, I don't want you. Like, your tefillah is no good. Ika the master law brisa. Some learn this sin on the brachas of this on a brisa. Brisa says, before you start davening, sorach shechaven es levoi, bekulon. Betchila you have to have kavona throughout the whole Shmon Esrei. V'meinu yochol lechaven bekulon, if you can't have kavona. What this means, the pirush shamilis of the whole Shmon Esrei, is yechaven es levoi b'yachas. A koponim, one bracha you have to have kavona to know the pirush amilus. Now, which bracha do you have to have? The eved, am Rabbi Chia, am Rav Safron, Mishul Chad, the Rabbi Biyovis. Means the first bracha. That the first bracha you have to have kavona pirush amilus. If you don't have kavona, you're not yotze. But the rest of Shmoneh Esrei you're supposed to have. But if you don't have, you're still yotze. The Tosfos says also, the third Tosfos, Yechav Liba B'Yachas Min. The Odar Mina B'Soyot Perek Tzilos HaShachar, as we had before, Loilam, a person, Yomod Odom, should test himself. Lord, Yomod Odom Daito, you should check out yourself before you start davening. Yem Yoch L'Chavin Yispal, if you know you can have Kavona now daven. Yem Lava Yispal, if you know you can't have Kavona now, you're very torrid. You have a lot of things in your mind, you can't have Kavona, don't daven. So which bracha does it mean to check yourself out? The same thing. Yesh tefar and shosanami bi'achas mehem and on the brachas of others. That means if you know a koponim, you could have kavono with the first bracha, then you should daven. Lo yisu, you're so torrid, mamash, you can't have any kavono, even the first bracha, and you shouldn't daven. Patu? Well, if you're patu, l'maisa, we don't patu yourself. L'maisa, we always say, we don't have that much kavono, so it's a deal by gaivinik to say you can't have kavono. So our races, we have to try our best always. But Omu Olav Rabbi Chanina. Mishnah says in the Chanina, he was able to tell us somebody's going to live or going to die. So Gemara, how did he himself know this, that he could tell whether the Dibur comes out fluently or not? Omu Rabbi Shur Balevi, the Pasuk says, Yom Akro, Boire Niz Vosoyim, Sholom Sholom Merochet Lakor. Because Baruch Hu created Niz Vosoyim, the Dibur that comes out of your mouth. That means there's a Kreich in the Dibur that Sholom Sholom Merochet Lakor. He could tell if there'll be shalom of people that are close or people that are rochet. Then you could tell from the way the Dibur comes out of your mouth what's going to be. Trashi Bori Niv Svasoyim. Kishaniv of Briya B'odom, when the Dibur is strong by a person, it comes out good, Oz Muftach Ala Shalom. Then you know there'll be shalom. So if he saw his tefillah was coming out fluently from his mouth, he knew there'll be shalom. But showing that it didn't come out fluently, he knew there wouldn't be shalom. Omer Hashem Yerufoset. Hashem will make a refuah. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Omer Rabbi Yechin. Kol ha-Neviyim kula lo nisnabu ela lamasi bita lo tam lechochem. His Neviyim used to say about the schar you're going to get for doing mitzvahs. They talk about the schar tam lechochem again. That what kind of tam lechochem? Only that somebody that marries off his daughter to a tam lechochem. Or else le'oisef ha-maski tam lechochem. You do good business with the tam lechochem. Le'mahana tam lechochem menechosset. Or else you let a Talmud come into your house and you let him have hanor from your nechosim what you own. Avol Talmud Chochem Atzmoy, but the Indian of a Talmud Chochem itself, that the Pasuk says, I am a Rosa Lakim Zulotcha. Nobody saw a Talmud Chochem own the Yevishtah. Yasel Mechateloi. Hashem is waiting for people that are waiting to see it, means Olam Habo you'll see it. For in this world we can't see it. Trashi Lo Nisnabu means Hatoivas Anachomis. Is what the Nevi'im said about the good things in the Chumash would come out, only talking about the schar you would get for marrying off and helping out a Talmud Chochem. But a Talmud Chochem itself, that they don't talk about. Ayin l'rosa, l'niris. Nobody saw it. L'nignus l'shum novi. Because Baruch was not in the gala the schar of a Talmud Chochem to anybody. So Mashiach speaks out the means that there's an Indian of schar b'olam hazeh, and the Indian of schar b'olam habo. The schar you get for Olam Hazeh, that they could talk about how good it will be in this world. For Talmud Chochem Atzmo means his schar is to get in Olam Haba, that they never saw. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Barab, Om Rabbi Yechim, Kol HaNeviyim Kulam LaNisnavo LeMoisa Mashiach. All that Yeshayol and Neviyim spoke about was how it's going to be good, is only about the Moisa Mashiach. Avul Olam Haba, again, Olam Haba is the union of Ruchnias, of one of the Neshamas, that they never spoke about. Is Ayin LaRosa LeKim Zulosko, that nobody saw it, only Kodesh Baruch Hu saw it. But all the Tevis and the Chumis only about Yemei Samashiach. So the Moran, this Pshat is the Pligi of Shmuel, Dinzuch and Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel learns, Ein Ben Olam HaZeh Yemei Samashiach. Then even later when Mashiach will come in Mitzvah Hashem, there's not going to be any difference in the lifestyle. Everything will be the same way. Elo Shibud Machis Bavad. Just there won't be any more Goyim going Kenegiros. As Mashiach will beat over all the Goyim, and there won't be any Shibud Machis. But regular life standard will live the exact same way. From the first, all that the Nevi'im said, there'll be tremendous things that the trees will give off golden terrace, and Navi says, that's also not talking about Yemei Samashiach. That's talking about Olam Haba could be. So this last memory that said that Nevi'im didn't speak about Olam Haba, that's Mechulak and Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, the Nevi'im were talking about Olam Haba. Because Yemei Samashiach will be the exact same way we're living now. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lo Yechtel Ev Yom Mekerav Oretz. I'll never be in this world that there won't be poor people.
But the Nevi'im say that there'll be a man when the trees are going to give off golden favors. So how could there be a poor person then? And remember, that's not talking about Yom HaYisrael Mashiach. That's that Shmuel's pshat.
These words, you always say, we'll have to wait till Mashiach comes and then... Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Om Rabbi Yechim, Kol HaNevi'im, Hulam HaNesnabu, El HaLabali Tshuva. He only spoke about the schar of Baal Tshuva we get. Abba Tzadikim Gemurim, a tzaddik that never did a chet in the beginning, that's a bigger madrega, Ayin LaRosa, nobody ever saw that schar, or Lekim LaLosa, only the Yevishter. That's one midah. The more plig there Bavu, he brings up on Rabbi Yechim, he brings up on Rabbi Yechim, Yom Rabbi Avua, Mokim Shabali Tshuva in them, it's a place in Shemayim where Bala Tshuva sin, that Tzadikim Gemurim ain't the Moindim. That Tzadikim Gemurim can't get to that place. I mean, somebody that went through doing Chatoim first, went through Nesoyim, and then it became about Tshuva, that Tzadikim Madrega, then Tzadikim never did Chatoim at all. Shenema, Sholem, Sholem, Arochet, Ulakorim. That means Arochet Resha, first he was Arochet, Behoda Lakorim, then he's a Korim. So Mashim, the Korim is the bigger Madrega. So these are shred, two madregas, two machlokes in it. Trashi rochel, kshay rochel, kol yomiv min avera, dayno tzadik mikor. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, no. Omelok, my rochel, was rochel mean? Kshay rochel, midvar avera mikor. Rabbi Yechon says that tzadik gomer is a bigger madrega. So what does rochel mean? He never did an avera at all. Or my korov, kshay korov of a dvar avera. That means not that he did the dvar avera. The tzadik just was korov. He had the type of duty of dvar avera. When it's rochel mimenu, but he went away and didn't do it. That's the tzaddik gomer, that's the bigger madrega. So the more, Nesachim menu hashtag. A hashtag, my ayin l'rosa, what does it mean? Am Yerushua ben Levi. According to this pshat, what does it mean, ayin l'rosa? We're going now in Baal Tshuva, speaking with us in Pastor's class now in Baal Tshuva, does the Baal say nobody ever saw him? So what's the Pastor saying? No, I am LaRosa, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Zayayin HaMishumar, the Anov of Mishesh Shemei Breshis, because Baruch Hu set aside special grapes that made wine from Shesh Shemei Breshis. Bosh, that's for the Suda, Yabai Samashiach. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yoma, Ze Eden. That's Eden. Shloshot of Ayin. Colberian. Nobody ever saw the tremendous place of Aden. So Mar Shema Tame, maybe you could say, Adam Arishan, Heichen Hoya, where was Adam? It says he was a Gan Aden. Akura, he was there. And the Mar began, he was only in Gan, not in Aden. The Shema Tame, maybe you say, who Gan, who Aden? It's the same place, Gan Aden. So if Adam was in Gan, he was made in Osam, Talmud Laiman, no. Reno Yoitsa Me Aden. Lahashka Tetha Gan. Gan Lechud, the Aden Lechud. Adam Arishan was only in the Gan. But in Aden, that place is Mufka, Fasadikim, Melam Abod, that nobody ever saw. Tana Rabbonin, Maise Shechola Binoi Shura B'Gamliel. The Gamliel's son got sick. Is Shogash Nei Tamid Chachamim Eitzel Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. He sent two Tamid Chachamim to go to Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. Levake Shalav Rachman. Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa should be Mispalo for them. We have before, in Achav Shemata Sassu Beis Asurim. If you're trapped, Amo, you can't help yourself. Then you know we should go and ask somebody else to daven for you. So for your own son, it's also an Indian to ask somebody else to daven for you. So he sent Esau Chanina ben Doisa. Kivan Shiroi, Masuna Chanina ben Doisa, he saw them coming to him. All he knew what they're coming for. All Lali, he went up to his attic. Ovikesh Olav Rachman, and he davened for the son, for Rabbi Gamliel's son. Viridosa, when he came down, Omalahem, he told the Tamidim, Luchu, go back home. Shechotosecham, Ishno, the sickness, the fever went down, the son is alright. Omaloi, Omuloi, so Tamidim asked him, yes, I've seen him in the Isa, Luchin Novi Yatra, you a Novi, how do you know that the son got well? Omalahem, Loi Novi Yanoichi, Loi Ben Novi Yanoichi, no. Elakach Nukublani, I learned it from the Mishnah. I learned it, the Mishnah Zot, the Shechonin Ibn Isa, the Mishnah. I was a Kabbalah from my Rebbe. They want im shkura tefillah theme. If when I daven, the tefillah comes out very fluently from my mouth, yodei ani shu mekubal. I know the Eibush is mekabel my tefillah and the body's going to live. The yimlav, the tefillah doesn't come out good, yodei ani shu meturif, as the tefillah is not listened, and mele he'll be a mate. So the Mara Yoshu, the two dominion chachamim, sat down right now, the kotzel they wrote down, the chidnu was ashore. They wrote down the exact second when Chanina ben Doisa said that the kid is okay. It's 11:35.
Then the Gishaboy Etzel and Gamaliel, they went back on the Gamaliel. Omalehem, they told them Ha'avoida, they told them the Maisa what happened, that exactly at 11:35, the Zina Ben Doisa said the child is better. So the Gemara Ha'avoida lo'chasartim, lo'chasartim, was Mama Bediyuk, exactly 11:35, not a minute earlier, not a minute later, was he got better. That was the Maisa of Chanina Ben Doisa. So the Gemara. He said, the Gamaliel told him exactly that time happened. The Yosef Shor, at that time, 11:35, the fever went down, and he got better. The Shor Lono Mayim Lishtais, and he asked us to drink, he asked for water to drink. More of a Shuv Mice, another Mice happened, Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. Shor Lach Luma Teres Rabbi Yechidim Ben Zakei. The Cholah Ben Doisa Rabbi Yechidim Ben Zakei. He says, Rabbi's son got sick. Oh my loy. So the Rabbi Yechidim Ben Zakei told Chanina Bni, Chanina was a Talmud, so Chanina Bni, Chanina my son, Bikish Shalav Rachman, please be Mespalo for my son. The Yechian he should live. And what did Chanina Ben Doisa do? Is Henichai Roisha Ben Berkeley put his head between his knee, between his legs. Oh, Bikish Shalav Rachman, he davened very strong, very hard. The Chaya and the kid lived. Om Rabbi Yechidim Ben Zakei, Yechidim Ben Zakei said over, Il Molei, Hetiach Ben Zakei, if me myself, Rabbi Yechidim Ben Zakei, would have put Es Roshoi, Ben Birkei, I would have put my head between my knees, Kol Hayom Kulo Lo Hayom Ashgichem Olam. The Eibishter wouldn't listen to me. My tefillah wouldn't be mekubal. Mashenkei Nadar, Chanina Ben Doisa, you daven for me, Amak Etoiv, like your tefillah help with the Melech Yetzer, of course, Rabbi should listen to you. Om Lo Yishtoi, so his wife got out of here, heard what's going on. The Chichanina God of the Mecha, the Chura Yoder Rosh Yeshiva. How can you talk about this about your Talmud? Chush meant to say, if he's such a great Talmud, make him the Rosh Yeshiva then. Now that you're the Rosh Yeshiva, how can you say that your Talmud is so great? If you were the Davin, Hashem wouldn't have listened to. But now that the Talmud Davin listened to him, interesting, that tomorrow, oh my Lord, Lav Nain, Avada, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm the greater person, Avada. Elohu Doina Ke'evad of Me'a Melech. He of Chanina Ben Doisa is like an Evad of Me'a Melech. I'm like a prince that comes into the melech. It's a difference. If you're a servant to the melech, a servant comes in whenever you want. He's allowed to come in. He serves the melech. So any time a chalina b'dayis sits down to daven, right away, of course, Baruch Hu listens to him. Rashi Rechon Mazak was like a sar. A sar has appointments. You want to come to the king, you have to get an appointment. Maybe right now, it's not the time. My tefillah will be mekubal. But Rashi, to Eved, Rashi ben bayis. He's like a ben bayis by the Eibishter. Nichnas b'yotze b'loy reshut. Kisalach me'a melech, she'en erogu lev lefonis. The Chur, this is a pshat of the chesidish of a Rebbe. A Rebbe, somebody that's oisik and avoid and tefillah and tomid, he's like an evel of me'a kodesh b'rocha. It's like an ingot to go to ask him all a b'rocha from a Rebbe. Mashenk in a god l'ador, a Rosh Hashiva is a little different madrega. It's a madrega from a sar. For it's not such a madrega, it could be an evel of me'a melech.
It should be a small Rebbe then. Small Rebbe is better maybe.
Never is. The Yomer Rab Chia Barabba, Omer Rab Yechinen, Al Yispal Lodem El Ababaye Shiyesh Shom Chalonis, as we had before. She's always down in the shul or in a house, even your own house, a room that has windows. Shinemar, and Danila said, the Chavin Sichon Lei, Balvise, Naked Yerushalayim. He was a Chavin of Pisket, look upstairs, like look in Shemayim, and he had his face towards Yerushalayim. Just two shots, and what's the matter having windows? Rashi says here, if you look out the window, what she means, you have high windows on the roof, so you look up, you'll see the Shemayim, that'll make you have achno, you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the mirror, Yad HaPshatim says, the Pasuk Mashu Neged Yishlayim means that we have before you're supposed to face towards Yishlayim. So if you have windows, you could look outside Mamish towards Yishlayim, you could picture it more as if you look in Mamish at Yishlayim. Amr Rav Kana, Chutzpah Falai means it's a big chutzpah, man the master the big sir. If you're davening in the valley, stand outside in the street, it's not nice. The young Rav Kana, Chutzpah Falai, man the meforish chatoi. Somebody says out his chatoim that he did, it's also a chutzpah, it's not a nice thing. Shenyam in the Pasuk says, Ashrei Nesuye, Tesha, Kisuye Chator. So even when he did chatoim, he's supposed to ask tshuva, but keep it to Kisuye Chator, keep your chet for yourself. Now, of course, we say, oh, it depends. If it's a chet for nothing, the chaveroid, that you have to ask kin mechila, so why you have to go and tell him you did the chet, you ask him for mechila. But if it's a chet, you stand in between you and a kodesh baruch hu,
Sam be mevakish mechila from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but there's no way to tell it over, tell it to other people. Shrashi demasu the biksa, the bikok shekeshu b'mokim tniyus. If you're in a private place, like in your house or in a shul, not in the dik in the valley, the open valley, is chalala veimus melech liba nishpur. If you dive in a mokum snua, there you could have more kavonim. If you dive in open in the middle of the street, you can't have kavonim there. Because there's a chutz for dive out in the middle of the street. Chazan lechemim.